Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to a very special edition of the Three Down Nation podcast. I'm JC Abbott, and today I'm joined by Keon Hatcher, fresh off a massive contract extension with the BC Lions. First of all, congratulations, Keon, and how does it feel to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the CFL?
Thank you, JC. Man, I'm just blessed, man. You know, I put in a lot of work to get to this point, and work's not done yet. Got to go out there and, you know, win that championship, get that ring.
The numbers reported for this deal, $630,000 over 2 years in hard money. That's split almost evenly between the 2 years. That puts you above Kenny Lawler as the highest paid receiver in the league, higher than any other non-QB, as I just mentioned. Was that a goal for you when you entered these negotiations, that you wanted to be at the very top?
Man, I just, you know, my goal was to just get what I deserved, you know. Like I said, man, I put in a lot of work these past few years up here in the CFL. And, you know, through injury, you know, with my Achilles in 23, it's taken a little time for me to get compensated, you know, for my work. So just what I deserve, man. And, you know, that was the number we ended up with. And, you know, I'm just thankful for that for sure.
Can you take us through that process a little bit? Because at the end of the season, year-end availabilities, it seemed like there hadn't quite been conversations yet that was going to start. The Lions weren't sure where their cap number was going to be, and that it may take a little bit longer for a deal like this to get done, but it takes less than a month for you to re-sign. How did it all come together so quickly?
I'm not sure, you know, you would have to ask the uppers about that. But, you know, they told me, you know, I was a big priority, you know, that they for sure wanted to get something done. Didn't know when it would be, whether it be, you know, before the new year or, you know, after. And, I got a text from my agent, you know, saying that they had sent an offer and very respectable offer, you know. And, you know, it's negotiation, so you send a counter or whatever, you know, and you meet in the middle. And it was very smooth. So thankful for that for sure.
How many back and forths did it take to land on the number you guys ended up landing on?
Not many at all. Just a few. It wasn't many at all. I think my agent and, you know, the front office Riggs, they did a really good job of, you know, communicating and getting a base of, you know, what we both thought, you know, was the right number and what would, you know, not be overly, but, you know, like I said, just a respectable number. And it was that one. And yeah, like I said, man, just very blessed and thankful to be able to produce for my team, you know, and then, you know, take care of my family at the same time.
There would have been interested suitors, I'm sure, if you had hit the open market. You were widely regarded as one of the top available free agents in the entire league. What made you comfortable to sign with BC so quickly and not, you know, let it sit until you got to that legal tampering window and you could have heard other offers?
Man, I've been in BC, you know, since I came out here. I love the city, you know. I love being a Lion, man. You know, I started my family in Vancouver. Yeah, man, it's just a it just feels like a home, you know, feels like home. And you know, they've told me, you know, multiple times that, you know, they want me there, you know, for my career, you know, for me to finish it out there, and just for us to be able to be on the same page and get that deal done. And, you know, just thankful for it, man. You know, it wasn't really no place else. I mean, who doesn't want to play in the dome? You know what I mean? That's just a plus. But, yeah, man, BC Lion to the core. Like I said, I've been out here since, you know, I've got to the CFL, and really don't think I'd want to be anywhere else.
This might be a little bit of inside baseball, but we all heard the salary cap went up substantially last year. Teams are finally starting to use that money. There's another increase expected this year. When you're going into a contract negotiation like this as a player, how aware are you that there's that additional money sitting out there that you can sort of ask for a little bit more this season?
Well, that's all about production, man. I feel like the only way you can really just ask for more money is if you're producing and you're an asset to the team. You know, they want you on their team because you're so much of a good asset. So you got to produce, man. I'm happy for the league. I'm happy for the players that the cap has gone up. But I mean, you can't touch more money if you're not, you know, producing more. So that's the business, you know, production, productivity. So, yeah, I'm happy for the players, man. I hope everybody can touch, you know, as much money as they can while we're, you know, living our dream, playing football. But yeah, so.
You mentioned that this has been a long time coming. You're a guy that I think a lot of people would expect had already gotten his big payday, but just through circumstance, it hadn't really happened because of the Achilles injury. And then last year, you have a contract renegotiation with the Lions. It's not an easy one. You're briefly released, and then you come back to the team a day later. I think a lot of guys in that situation might have felt disrespected. They might have held a grudge. I never got that sense from you this season. Why was it so easy to mend fences with the Lions after they essentially asked you to take less last year?
Man, you know, it's a situation, you know. At the end of the day, you know, they call it business. Yeah, it was tough, but faith, man, you know, I got 1,000%, you know, belief in God, and 1,000% belief in myself, and the locker room, the guys, you know, my boys, you know. I don't think it's hard to, you know, I wouldn't say it's hard, but it's nothing like being with the boys. You know what I mean? You always, if you go somewhere else, you know, you'll get connected, and, you know, new guys will become your brothers, but it's nothing like just the original, you know what I mean? So, like I said, the guys, the team, and just belief in myself, man. You know, got a great quarterback there, great quarterback back there. I knew I'd be, you know, back to my full potential in playing, just, you know, with a full offseason of putting in work. And, yeah, here we are.
How difficult is it to separate the business from the personal? Because I don't think many people have contract negotiations similar to athletes in their personal lives. Obviously, there's money involved in everybody's job, but it's a different dynamic with a group that you're so tied to, and yet you've got to get down to the dollars and cents. How do you separate that in your mind?
I mean, I feel like for anybody, the initial blow, it's hard to separate it, but you have to come to terms with it, and you know, you got to get down to business, and you got to, you know, ultimately do what's best for you. And you know, just being comfortable, having my family comfortable. Like I said, being with the guys and just having that belief in myself that, you know, when I get back on the field that I'm going to do what I do. So it's hard. It can be hard. But like I said, you have to come to terms with it and you got to get down to business.
When you did have that brief period of free agency last year, that one day, did you hear from other teams? What was the word that you were hearing from the rest of the league in that moment?
There were a few inquiries from, I think, about like 3 or 4 teams. But, it was a few inquiries. But got a call from a big dog, and he told me not to take any calls until, you know, he talked with the front office. So, yeah, he called me the next day and said everything was going to be all right. So we got it done.
Who was the big dog?
It was a big dog.
The big dog, okay. Big dog. We talking player big dog? We talking alumni big dog? We talking owner big dog?
Nah, we talking player big dog.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, current player?
He's a current player. He's in the league.
Okay, interesting. Was that current big dog a quarterback, perchance?
He runs a lot. I know he runs a lot, so, you know, he makes plays.
Okay, so he's the quarterback who runs a lot.
I ain't say quarterback.
He runs a lot. Okay,
you said that.
Okay. Well, perhaps in a similar vein, or perhaps not, you know, Nathan Rourke, I'm sure, was a big part of your decision to come back. You've been here for every stage of his journey with the Lions, you know, breaking out in 2022. You were here in 2024 when he struggled a little bit coming back when it was VA's team, and you admitted as such to the media, and you were here this year with all the success that he had. I wonder, you know, how important was he in your decision to come back this season?
Man, so important. You know, I believe in that guy. You know, even when he left, when he went down south, I believed he belonged. You know, I've seen his work ethic. I've seen, you know, his passion for the game, his love for the game. I've seen him play. You know what I mean? I've seen him out there. And, yeah, he's great, man. On and off the field, he's amazing. But he had a big part in why I came back and how I came back. So, yeah.
How have you seen him change over that time in your career? Like, he seems to be obviously the same talented person, but his personality, or at least what he shows everyone else, has grown and evolved. He's changed as a leader. What has that been like for you to witness?
It's been great, man. You know, coming in, me and Nate got to BC the same year in 21. Riley was the guy, but you could just tell from practice, from like how he carried himself. You know, he was gonna be a guy, and yeah, man. Nate's very much of an introvert, I would say. I don't know if he would call himself an introvert. But, like, just seeing his growth, man, he was young then, you know. I think he might have been 22 maybe. What's that, like 4 or 5 years ago? Yeah, so he might have been 22, you know. He was young then. He was just learning. But you can just tell the growth. You know, he's always been mature, but the maturity of just being a leader and making the call, and you know what I mean? Like, yeah, everybody's on board with whatever Nate says, you know, ready to ride for him at any time. Yeah, just great to witness. And, you know, he has so many more years to offer, you know, to this league. And I'm just excited to, you know, be a part of his journey, be one of his go-to guys, and Yeah, just see where he goes, man, 'cause that kid's special for sure.
You were so successful with him this year. You know, 1,688 yards, over 100 catches, at the top of the league. How much higher can you guys get as a duo? Is the CFL receiving yards record at 2,036 yards, is that something you think about? Is that attainable with a quarterback like Nathan Rourke?
Man, I don't even think I don't think we've got close to the ceiling, man, to be honest. Like, that was our first year in the offense, you know, coach's offense, Buck's offense, and yeah, like we're still learning. We're still getting the little nuances and the details down. Man, honestly, yes, I have thought about that record, looked at that record, you know, multiple times. This year, you know, that was my goal coming back. You know, I wanted to do 2,000. And I mean, if you watching the tape and you looking at where I messed up with the things that I messed up on, it's like, man, you could have had it. Like, you know what I mean? You could have had it. But yeah, like it was an awesome season. But not even close to where we can get.
You mentioned the offense that was new last year. You had a ton of success under Jordan McSimmick. Obviously, don't want to diminish that. But what you did under Buck Pierce was special. What is it about his offense and the changes he made that so fit your game?
Man, I think it's really just maturity, man. It's learning the game more. Like this past offseason, well, not this past offseason, recently in the past few weeks, I went back and watched like my seasons 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, and you can just tell the growth. You can tell the maturity in my game. I just move different out there, you know what I mean? And yeah, I think it's just being mature, learning football, you know, learning the game inside and out, to be honest. And I think that's what makes, you know, really good players good, you know, really great quarterbacks, you know, just any great quarterback you've ever heard of speak on the game, you know, they're watching the film, they're taking notes, they're, you know what I mean? And it's that love for the game, that passion for the game, what gets them there. And that's something that, you know, me and 12 have in common. You know, we see the game the same. So yeah. Offense is great. But like I said, man, it was our first year, and I think we broke records, you know what I mean? Having like the most yards average per play, you know, in CFL history, and it's our first year, you know, so I don't know how far we could go, but for it to be our first year, I know we can go further.
I'm fascinated by that journey that you underwent and watching all of your years of tape. What do you learn about yourself in that process?
Like I said, man, I just move different. Like, I think, I don't know, being more comfortable. Yeah, just learning the CFL game, more confidence, you know what I mean? The more you, like, before that, I wasn't really, you know, I was in the NFL, but I was either on practice squad or I was active, but I was inactive. You know what I mean? So I wasn't really getting no game time. It was all practice, practice, practice. And that's from, shoot, 2017, 2018, 2019. You know, I would get the preseason games, but that's, you know, four games out of the year. You know what I mean? So it's just getting comfortable just playing full-speed football again. Yeah, like I watching camp from my first year, like I looked really good in camp, but it was different than how I looked in the games. You know what I mean? That same year. So like I said, just getting that full speed football in again. And yeah, that's why like I'm 31, but like I still feel young. Like I feel like I'm 27, 28. Like I still have a lot more to give to the game, I feel, just because, you know, I wasn't taking hits and stuff like that for what, 3, 4 years before I, you know, started back actually playing in games. So yeah, man, people, they, you know, they start to, oh, he's 31, this and this and that. But like, bro, I'm on the incline, you know what I mean? Like I'm going, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm excited for the season, man. I'm excited for what's to come. It's about to be a huge off season for me. Like I said, man, I've been eyeing that goal that you brought up. And yeah, man, I think we could do it. Like Nate missed two games this year. Like on all of his, like on his stats and stuff, everything says played 18 games, and that's not the case. He played 16. He started 16 games and finished with those numbers. And it's just like, what if he would have played those other two? Like we're talking possibly 6,000 yards, you know what I mean? And 36 to 38 touchdowns. And yeah, man, like we're on the uprise for sure. So I'm excited about it. Man, we got so many weapons. Jay, Katoy, you know, Barry Hill. Pray that we get Aiden back. Yeah, I'm excited for what's to come, man. I know we all are for real. Just like I said, it was the first year in the offense, and we're still picking it up. So,
well, you touched on what my next question was going to be, so I'll ask it a little bit differently. You said you've got more gas in the tank. You want to put a number on it? Like how many years? Do you have an age in mind that you want to play to?
I don't have an age in mind, but I would say, including this year coming up, it's about 4 to 5.
4 to 5. Okay, so that would take you to what?
And I'm saying like what, 30, 35, 36, would it be? 36, yeah. Yeah, and I'm talking good years. Like, I'm talking real production years, not just on the team, you know, skating by, trying to get a check, you know what I mean? I'm talking about producing, so, yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Last question I'll ask you. I couldn't help but notice you're wearing your Arkansas toque there. I know you were a very successful player for the Razorbacks. How tied in are you still with that program?
Man, actually, what was that, the 29th? Yes, the 29th of November was that last week. I took my family, my wife and my kids. We went down to Arkansas. They were playing Missouri. And we went down to the senior game and, yeah, showed my wife, you know, the school, the stadium and, you know, the locker room and stuff like that. Showed the kids. They still got a big picture of me in the weight room, me and my teammate. So, yeah, it was my first time back in a while, I think probably since I came out to Canada. But, yeah, it was good. It was good to get back and, you know, see everybody. A lot of old faces still there. Yeah, they got the whole full access on field, all that. So it was good.
They've got a young Canadian kid playing tight end there who's eligible for the draft this coming year, Rohan Jones. Do you have a quick scouting report on him or too early to tell?
Too early to tell. Man, I didn't even know, so I wasn't just paying that much attention. But yeah, it was good. It was good.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks for taking the time today and congratulations on your new deal. Best of luck in 2026.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.